Well, I have reported on the Incitement to Hatred Act, 1989 Act, in terms of his anti-travel campaign that he's caused within the county. And Councillor Eugene Dolan as well. There will be complaints made about him. It's not about all about Councillor McAniff either. It's about Councillor Eugene Dolan as well. And I suppose in this day and age, it's about making a multicultural society more acceptable in terms.
You did call last week on Highland Radio for Councillor McAniff in the first instance to retract his comments and apologise. If that had been done, I presume a complaint wouldn't have then been lodged.
No, if he had to contract his comments, we wouldn't have made a complaint. I know there's members of the travelling community who also made complaints to the Gardaí as well. And I think there will be a lot of complaints regarding it. I'd say, yes, if he had to contract his comments, I'd say they wouldn't have went to this level.
And what a lot of people are saying is happening here is it started a conversation, and a lot of people are saying they're hearing anti-traveller remarks outside Mass, outside the shop, when this conversation is being brought up. That's what your concern is it?
I wouldn't be concerned about the debate, but a healthy debate. But when it starts off with a negative debate, they start off very negatively and saying that travellers should be isolated into one area, and that we're scamming the fruits of the land off the social welfare. There's a lot of the travelling community who's working inside myself. So that's an accusation he made against people travelling in the travelling community who's actually out there paying tax. I've never drawn the social welfare in my life, and I'm 34 years of age. I had it for 3 months, and I'm on to work then. And I'm still working. So the accusation that to make the travellers is all scamming the social welfare. We're living it. We can fill up our oil tanks, but other people can't do it. I think it's a disgrace in this society that them accusations would be made.